The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says the IAEA should be politically impartial in its dealings with Israel and not give in to Western pressure. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments upon his arrival in the Austrian capital, Vienna, where the UN Nuclear Agency is about to hold its annual general conference.
In the early hours of Saturday, Iranian Vice President and head of the Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, arrived in Vienna to take part in the General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency starting Monday. Upon his arrival in the Austrian capital, Dr. Salehi spoke exclusively to Press TV on his expectations from the annual agency gathering.
We have all our expectations that the studies that have been done so far on the future of the IAEA, that it shall bear fruit this time, and that IAEA will come out with a new outlook into its mission. We expect IAEA to be an agency, an objective agency, an agency that is just and fair, and that will not take side and will not be affected by an outside political pressure.
The General Conference of the IAEA is the place where the Islamic Nations and the Non-Aligned Movement, comprised of 118 countries, increase pressure on Israel to accede to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and open its secretive atomic program for international inspections. This year, however, the pressure is expected to be even bigger, following a demand by the US and its allies that the General Conference withdraws last year's resolution singling out Israel as a threat to the region.
This year, we hope, following up what has been passed last year, what has been decided last year, that they would follow up on this, that the Zionist regime will open its nuclear sites to the inspection from the IAEA side. And I hope that the IAEA will also pursue this issue very firmly and very strongly.
The U.S. insists that addressing the issue of Israel at the IAEA is untimely and would endanger the Middle East peace process. In a recent statement, the U.S. ambassador to the IAEA, Glenn Davis, said Washington and its allies are ready to go as far as it takes in terms of lobbying so that the IAEA drops the issue of Israel's nuclear capabilities from its agenda. An IAEA report on Israel was already called weak and disappointing by the Islamic Nations and the Non-Aligned Movement and an anomaly manipulated by Washington.
The report of Director General shows nothing but just a copying of the communication of different member states. We want a clear message when the Zionist regime or nuclear installation will be put under the IAEA safeguard.
Israel, which is an IAEA member state but paradoxically not a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, is largely believed to have hundreds of nuclear weapons in its arsenal.
By all means, this year's General Conference of the IAEA is expected by analysts to be a very heated one, with fierce debates and lobbying on Israel, as well as a real test for the agency's credibility. Eva Manasieva, Press TV from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna.